Chapter 31. Jacob's departure. He is pursued and overtaken by Laban. They make a covenant. But after that he heard the words of the sons of Laban, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and being enriched by his substance is become great. And perceiving also that Laban's countenance was not towards him as yesterday and the other day, especially the Lord saying to him, Return into the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. He sent and called Rachel and Leah into the field, where he fed the flocks, and said to them, I see your father's countenance is not towards me as yesterday and the other day, but the God of my father hath been with me, and you know that I have served your father to the uttermost of my power. Yea, your father also hath overreached me, and hath changed my wages 10 times, and yet God hath not suffered him to hurt me. If at any time, he said, the speckled shall be thy wages, all the sheep brought forth speckled. But when he said, on the contrary, thou shalt take all the white ones for thy wages, all the flocks brought forth white ones. And God hath taken your father's substance and given it to me. For after that time came of the ewes conceiving. I lifted up my eyes and saw in my sleep that the males which leaped upon the females were of diverse colors and spotted and speckled. And the angel of God said to me in my sleep, Jacob, and I answered, Here I am. And he said, Lift up thy eyes, and see that all the males leaping upon the females are of diverse colors, spotted and speckled, for I have seen all that Laban hath done to thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou didst anoint the stone, and make a vow to me. Now therefore arise, and go out of this land, and return into thy native country. And Rachel and Leah answered, Have we anything left among the goods and inheritance of our father's house? Hath he not counted us as strangers, and sold us, and eaten up the price of us? But God hath taken our father's riches, and delivered them to us, and to our children. Wherefore do all that God hath commanded thee. Then Jacob rose up, and having set his children and wives upon camels, went his way. And he took all his substance, and flocks, and whatsoever he had gotten in Mesopotamia, and went forward to Isaac his father to the land of Canaan. At that time Laban was gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole away her father's idols. And Jacob would not confess to his father-in-law that he was flying away. And when he was gone, together with all that belonged to him, and having passed the river, was going on towards Mount Galaad, it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob fled. And he took his brethren with him, and pursued after him 7 days, and overtook him in the Mount of Galaad. And he saw in a dream God saying to him, Take heed thou speak not anything harshly against Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountain, and when he, with his brethren, had overtaken him, he pitched his tent in the same mount of Galaad. And he said to Jacob, Why hast thou done thus, to carry away without my knowledge my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Why wouldst thou run away privately and not acquaint me, that I might have brought thee on the way with joy and with songs and with timbrels and with harps? Thou hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and daughters. Thou hast done foolishly. And now indeed it is in my power to return thee evil. But the God of your father said to me yesterday, Take heed thou speak not anything harshly against Jacob. Suppose thou didst desire to go to thy friends, and hadst a longing after thy father's house. Why hast thou stolen away my gods? Jacob answered, That I departed unknown to thee, it was for fear lest thou wouldst take away thy daughters by force. But whereas thou chargest me with theft, with whomsoever thou shalt find thy gods, let him be slain before our brethren. Search, and if thou find any of thy things with me, take them away. Now when he said this, he knew not that Rachel had stolen the idols. So Laban went into the tent of Jacob, and of Leah, and of both the handmaids, and found them not. And when he was entered into Rachel's tent, she in haste hid the idols under the camel's furniture, and sat upon them. And when he had searched all the tent, and found nothing, she said, Let not my lord be angry that I cannot rise up before thee, because it has now happened to me according to the custom of women. So his careful search was in vain. And Jacob, being angry, said in a chiding manner, For what fault of mine, and for what offense on my part, hast thou so hotly pursued me, and searched all my household stuff? What hast thou found of all the substance of thy house? Lay it here before my brethren and thy brethren, and let them judge between me and thee. Have I therefore been with thee 20 years? Thy ewes and goats were not barren, the rams of thy flocks I did not eat, neither did I show thee that which the beast had torn. I made good all the damage. Whatsoever was lost by theft, thou didst exact it of me. Day and night was I parched with heat and with frost, and sleep departed from my eyes. And in this manner have I served thee in thy house 20 years, 14 for thy daughters, and 6 for thy flocks. Thou hast changed also my wages 10 times. Unless the God of my father Abraham and the fear of Isaac had stood by me, peradventure now thou hadst sent me away naked. God beheld my affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesterday. Laban answered him, The daughters are mine, and the children, and thy flocks, and all things that thou seest are mine. What can I do to my children and grandchildren? Come therefore, let us enter into a league, that it may be for a testimony between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a title. And he said to his brethren, Bring hither stones. And they, gathering stones together, made a heap, and they ate upon it. And Laban called it the witness heap, and Jacob the hillock of testimony, each of them according to the propriety of his language. And Laban said, This heap shall be a witness between me and thee this day. And therefore the name thereof was called Galaad, that is, the witness heap. The Lord behold and judge between us, when we shall be gone one from the other. If thou afflict my daughters, and if thou bring in other wives over them, none is witness of our speech but God, who is present and beholdeth. And he said again to Jacob, Behold this heap, and the stone which I have set up between me and thee, shall be a witness. This heap, I say, and the stone be they for a testimony. If either I shall pass beyond it going towards thee, or thou shalt pass beyond it, thinking harm to me, the God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. And after he had offered sacrifices in the mountain, he called his brethren to eat bread. And when they had eaten, they lodged there. But Laban arose in the night, and kissed his sons and daughters, and blessed them, and returned to his place. Chapter 32. Jacob's vision of angels, his message and presence to Esau, his wrestling with an angel. Jacob also went on the journey he had begun, and the angels of God met him. And when he saw them, he said, These are the camps of God. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim, that is, camps. And he sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, to the land of Seir, to the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, Thus shall ye speak to my lord Esau. Thus saith thy brother Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban, and have been with him until this day. I have oxen, and asses, and sheep, and men servants, and women servants, and now I send a message to my lord, that I may find favor in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to Esau thy brother, and behold, he cometh with speed to meet thee with 400 men. Then Jacob was greatly afraid, and in his fear divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and the sheep, and the oxen, and the camels, into 2 companies, saying, If Esau come to one company and destroy it, the other company that is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who saidst to me, Return to thy land and to the place of thy birth, and I will do well for thee. I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, and of thy truth, which thou hast fulfilled to thy servant. With my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I return with 2 companies. Deliver me from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am greatly afraid of him, lest perhaps he come and kill the mother with the children. Thou didst say that thou wouldst do well by me, and multiply my seed like the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And when he had slept there that night, he set apart of the things which he had presents for his brother Esau, 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine, and 20 bulls, 20 she-asses, and 10 of their foals. And he sent them by the hands of his servants, every drove by itself. And he said to his servants, Go before me, and let there be a space between drove and drove. And he commanded the first, saying, If thou meet my brother Esau, and he ask thee, Whose art thou, or whither goest thou, or whose are these before thee? Thou shalt answer, Thy servant Jacob's. He hath sent them as a present to my lord Esau, and he cometh after us. In like manner he commanded the second and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, Speak ye the same words to Esau, when ye find him. And ye shall add, Thy servant Jacob himself also followeth after us, For he said, I will appease him with the presents that go before, and afterwards I will see him, perhaps he will be gracious to me. So the presents went before him, but himself lodged that night in the camp. And rising early, he took his two wives and his two handmaids with his 11 sons, and passed over the ford of Jabbok. And when all things were brought over that belonged to him, he remained alone. And behold, a man wrestled with him till morning. And when he saw that he could not overcome him, he touched the sinew of his thigh, and forthwith it shrank. And he said to him, Let me go, for it is break of day. He answered, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said, What is thy name? He answered, Jacob. But he said, Thy name shall not be called Jacob, but Israel. For if thou hast been strong against God, how much more shalt thou prevail against men? Jacob asked him, Tell me by what name art thou called? He answered, Why dost thou ask my name? And he blessed him in the same place. And Jacob called the name of the place Phanuel, saying, I have seen God face to face, and my soul has been saved. And immediately the sun rose upon him, after he was past Phanuel, but he halted on his foot. Therefore the children of Israel unto this day eat not the sinew that shrank in Jacob's thigh, because he touched the sinew of his thigh, and it shrank. Chapter 33. Jacob and Esau meet. Jacob goeth to Salem, where he raiseth an altar. And Jacob, lifting up his eyes, saw Esau coming, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children of Leah and of Rachel, and of the two handmaids. And he put both the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children in the second place, and Rachel and Joseph last. And he went forward and bowed down with his face to the ground 7 times, until his brother came near. Then Esau ran to meet his brother, and embraced him, and clasping him fast about the neck, and kissing him, wept. And lifting up his eyes, he saw the women and their children, and said, What mean these, and do they belong to thee? He answered, They are the children which God hath given to me, thy servant. Then the handmaids and their children came near, and bowed themselves. Leah also with her children came near, and bowed down in like manner, and last of all Joseph and Rachel bowed down. And Esau said, What are the droves that I met? He answered, That I might find favor before my lord. But he said, I have plenty, my brother. Keep what is thine for thyself. And Jacob said, Do not so, I beseech thee, but if I have found favor in thy eyes, receive a little present at my hands, for I have seen thy face, as if I should have seen the countenance of God. Be gracious to me. And take the blessing which I have brought thee, and which God hath given me, who giveth all things. He took it with much ado at his brother's earnest pressing him, and said, Let us go on together, and I will accompany thee in thy journey. And Jacob said, My lord, thou knowest that I have with me tender children, and sheep, and kine with young, which, if I should cause to be overdriven, in one day all the flocks will die. May it please my lord to go before his servant, and I will follow softly after him, as I shall see my children to be able until I come to my lord in Seir. Esau answered, I beseech thee that some of the people at least who are with me may stay to accompany thee in the way. And he said, There is no necessity. I want nothing else but only to find favor, my lord, in thy sight. So Esau returned that day the way that he came to Seir. And Jacob came to Succoth, where, having built a house and pitched tents, he called the name of the place Succoth, that is, tents. And he passed over to Salem, a city of the Shechemites, which is in the land of Canaan, after he returned from Mesopotamia of Syria, and he dwelt by the town. And he bought that part of the field in which he pitched his tents of the children of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 lambs. And raising an altar there, he invoked upon it the most mighty God of Israel. Chapter 34. Dinah is vanished, for which the Shechemites are destroyed. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, went out to see the women of that country. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, the prince of that land, saw her, he was in love with her, and took her away, and lay with her, ravishing the virgin. And his soul was fast knit unto her, and whereas she was sad, he comforted her with sweet words. And going to Hamor his father, he said, Get me this damsel to wife. But when Jacob had heard this, his sons being absent, and employed in feeding the cattle, he held his peace till they came back. And when Hamor the father of Shechem was come out to speak to Jacob, behold, his sons came from the field. And hearing what had passed, they were exceeding angry, because he had done a foul thing in Israel, and committed an unlawful act in ravishing Jacob's daughter. And Hamor spoke to them, "The soul of my son Sichem has a longing for your daughter. Give her him to wife, and let us contract marriages one with another. Give us your daughters, and take you our daughters, and dwell with us. The land is at your command, till, trade, and possess it." Sichem also said to her father and to her brethren, "Let me find favor in your sight, and whatsoever you shall appoint, I will give. Raise the dowry and ask gifts, and I will gladly give what you shall demand. Only give me this damsel to wife." The sons of Jacob answered Sichem and his father deceitfully, being enraged at the deflowering of their sister, "We cannot do what you demand, nor give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, which with us is unlawful and abominable. But in this we may be allied with you, if you will be like us, and all the male sex among you be circumcised. Then will we mutually give and take your daughters and ours, and we will dwell with you, and will be one people. But if you will not be circumcised, we will take our daughter and depart." Their offer pleased Hamor and Sichem his son. And the young man made no delay, but forthwith fulfilled what was required, for he loved the damsel exceedingly, and he was the greatest man in all his father's house. And going into the gate of the city, they spoke to the people, "These men are peaceable and willing to dwell with us. Let them trade in the land and till it, which being large and wide wanteth men to till it. We shall take their daughters for wives, and we will give them ours. One thing there is for which so great a good is deferred. We must circumcise every male among us, following the manner of the nation. And their substance and cattle and all that they possess shall be ours. Only in this let us condescend, and by dwelling together we shall make one people." And they all agreed, and circumcised all the males. And behold, the third day, when the pain of the wound was greatest, two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, the brothers of Dinah, taking their swords, entered boldly into the city and slew all the men. And they killed also Hamor and Sichem, and took away their sister Dinah out of Sichem's house. And when they were gone out, the other sons of Jacob came upon the slain, and plundered the city in revenge of the rape. And they took their sheep and their herds and their asses, wasting all they had in their houses and in the fields. And their children and wives they took captive. And when they had boldly perpetrated these things, Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me, and made me hateful to the Canaanites and the Pharisees, the inhabitants of this land. We are few. They will gather themselves together and kill me, and both I and my house shall be destroyed." They answered, "Should they abuse our sister as a strumpet?" Chapter 35. Jacob purgeth his family from idols, goeth by God's commandment to Bethel, and there buildeth an altar. God appearing again to Jacob, blesseth him, and changeth his name into Israel. Rachel dieth in childbirth. Isaac also dieth. In the meantime God said to Jacob, "Arise, and go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar to God, who appeared to thee when thou didst flee from Esau thy brother." And Jacob, having called together all his household, said, "Cast away the strange gods that are among you, and be cleansed and changed your garments. Arise, and let us go up to Bethel, that we may make there an altar to God, who heard me in the day of my affliction, and accompanied me in my journey." So they gave him all the strange gods they had, and the earrings which were in their ears. And he buried them under the turpentine tree, that is, behind the city of Sichem. And when they were departed, the terror of God fell upon all the cities round about, and they durst not pursue after them as they went away. And Jacob came to Luzah, which is in the land of Canaan, surnamed Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the name of that place the House of God, for there God appeared to him when he fled from his brother. At the same time Deborah, the nurse of Rebekah, died, and was buried at the foot of Bethel under an oak. And the name of that place was called the Oak of Weeping. And God appeared again to Jacob after he returned from Mesopotamia of Syria, and he blessed him, saying, "Thou shalt not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name." And he called him Israel, and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Increase thou and be multiplied. Nations and peoples of nations shall be from thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac I will give to thee, and to thy seed after thee." And he departed from him. But he set up a mountain of stone in the place where God had spoken to him, pouring drink offerings upon it, and pouring oil thereon, and calling the name of that place Bethel. And going forth from thence, he came in the springtime to the land which leadeth to Ephratah, wherein, when Rachel was in travail, by reason of her hard labor, she began to be in danger. And the midwife said to her, Fear not, for thou shalt have this son also. And when her soul was departing for pain, and death was now at hand, she called the name of her son Benoni, that is, the son of my pain. But his father called him Benjamin, that is, the son of the right hand. So Rachel died, and was buried in the highway that leadeth to Ephratah. This is Bethlehem. And Jacob erected a pillar over her sepulchre. This is a pillar of Rachel's monument to this day. Departing thence, he pitched his tent beyond the flock tower. And when he dwelt in that country, Reuben went and slept with Bilhah, the concubine of his father, which he was not ignorant of. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben the firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Zalpha, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Aser. These are the sons of Jacob that were born to him in Mesopotamia of Syria. And he came to Isaac his father in Mamre, the city of Arbi. This is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. And being spent with age, he died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Chapter 36. Esau with his wives and children parteth from Jacob. An account of his descendants and of the first kings of Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the same as Edom. Esau took wives of the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hethite, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Sibeon the Hivite, and Basemath, the daughter of Ishmael, sister of Nabajoth. And Ada bore Eliphaz, Basemath bore Rahuel. Oholibamah bore Jehus, and Ehilon, and Kore. These are the sons of Esau that were born to him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives and his sons and daughters, and every soul of his house, and his substance and cattle, and all that he was able to acquire in the land of Canaan, and went into another country, and departed from his brother Jacob. For they were exceeding rich, and could not dwell together, neither was the land in which they sojourned able to bear them for the multitude of their flocks. And Esau dwelt in Mount Seir. He is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of Edom in Mount Seir. And these the names of his sons, Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau, and Rahuel, the son of Basemath, his wife. And Eliphaz had sons, Theman, Omar, Sepho, and Gotham, and Kenaz. And Thamnah was the concubine of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, and she bore him Amalek. These are the sons of Ada, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Rahuel were Nahath, and Zarah, Sama, and Mizah. These were the sons of Basemath, the wife of Esau. And these were the sons of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Sibeon, the wife of Esau, whom she bore to him, Jehus, and Ahilon, and Kore. These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, Duke Theman, Duke Omar, Duke Sepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Kore, Duke Gotham, Duke Amalek. These are the sons of Eliphaz in the land of Edom, and these the sons of Ada. And these were the sons of Rahuel, the son of Esau, Duke Nahath, Duke Zarah, Duke Sama, Duke Mazah. And these are the dukes of Rahuel in the land of Edom. These the sons of Basemath, the wife of Esau. And these the sons of Oholibamah, the wife of Esau, Duke Jehos, Duke Ehilon, Duke Kore. These are the dukes of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anna, and wife of Esau. These are the sons of Esau, and these the dukes of them, the same is Edom. These are the sons of Seir the Horite, the inhabitants of the land, Lotan, and Sobal, and Sibeon, and Anna, and Dison, and Eser, and Dison. These are the dukes of the Horites, the sons of Seir in the land of Edom. And Lotan had sons, Horai, and Heman, and the sister of Lotan was Thamnah. And these, the sons of Sobal, Alvan, and Mahanat, and Ebal, and Sepho, and Oman. And these the sons of Sibeon, Aya, and Anna. This is Anna that found the hot waters in the wilderness when he fed the asses of Sibeon, his father. And he had a son, Dison, and a daughter, Oholibamah. And these were the sons of Dison, Hamdan, and Isaban, and Jethram, and Charan. These also were the sons of Eser, Balan, and Zavan, and Achan. And Dison had sons, Hus, and Aram. These were dukes of the Horites, Duke Lotan, Duke Sobal, Duke Sibion, Duke Anna. Duke Dison, Duke Eser, Duke Dison, these were dukes of the Horites that ruled in the land of Seir. And the kings that ruled in the land of Edom before the children of Israel had a king were these, Bela the son of Beor, and the name of his city, Dinhabah. And Bela died, and Joab the son of Zarah of Bosrah reigned in his stead. And when Jacob was dead, Husham of the land of the Themanites reigned in his stead. And after his death, Adad the son of Bedad reigned in his stead, who defeated the Midianites in the country of Moab, and the name of his city was Avith. And when Adad was dead, there reigned in his stead Semlah of Masrekah, and he being dead, Saul of the river Rehoboth reigned in his stead. And when he was also dead, Baalanan the son of Achbor succeeded to the kingdom. This man also being dead, Adar reigned in his place, and the name of his city was Phao, and his wife was called Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, daughter of Mizab. And these are the names of the dukes of Esau and their kindreds, and places, and callings. Duke Thamnah, Duke Alva, Duke Jetheth, Duke Olibama, Duke Elah, Duke Phinon, Duke Kenes, Duke Theman, Duke Mabsar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Hiram. These are the dukes of Edom dwelling in the land of their government, the same as Esau, the father of the Edomites. Chapter 37. Joseph's dreams. He is sold by his brethren and carried into Egypt. And Jacob dwelt in the land of Canaan, wherein his father sojourned. And these are his generations. Joseph, when he was 16 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, being but a boy. And he was with the sons of Bela and Zelphah, his father's wives, and he accused his brethren to his father of a most wicked crime. Now Israel loved Joseph above all his sons, because he had him in his old age, and he made him a coat of divers colors. And his brethren, seeing that he was loved by his father more than all his sons, hated him, and could not speak peaceably to him. Now it fell out also that he told his brethren a dream, that he had dreamed, which occasioned them to hate him the more. And he said to them, "Hear my dream, which I dreamed. I thought we were binding sheaves in the field, and my sheaf arose, as it were, and stood, and your sheaves standing about bowed down before my sheaf." His brethren answered, "Shalt thou be our king? Or shall we be subject to thy dominion?" Therefore this matter of his dreams and words ministered nourishment to their envy and hatred. He dreamed also another dream, which he told his brethren, saying, "I saw in a dream, as it were, the sun and the moon and 11 stars worshipping me." And when he had told this to his father and brethren, his father rebuked him and said, "What meaneth this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren worship thee upon the earth?" His brethren therefore envied him, but his father considered the thing with himself. And when his brethren abode in Sichem, feeding their father's flocks, Israel said to him, "Thy brethren feed the sheep in Sichem. Come, I will send thee to them." And when he answered, "I am ready," he said to him, "Go and see if all things be well with thy brethren and the cattle, and bring me word again what is doing." So being sent from the vale of Hebron, he came to Sichem, and a man found him there wandering in the field, and asked what he sought. But he answered, "I seek my brethren. Tell me where they feed the flocks." And the man said to him, "They are departed from this place, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" And Joseph went forward after his brethren, and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, before he came nigh them, they thought to kill him, and said one to another, "Behold, the dreamer cometh. Come, let us kill him, and cast him into some old pit, and we will say, 'Some evil beast hath devoured him,' and then it shall appear what his dreams avail him." And Reuben, hearing this, endeavored to deliver him out of their hands, and said, "Do not take away his life, nor shed his blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and keep your hands harmless." Now he said this, being desirous to deliver him out of their hands, and to restore him to his father. And as soon as he came to his brethren, they forthwith stripped him of his outside coat, that was of divers colors, and cast him into an old pit, where there was no water. And sitting down to eat bread, they saw some Ishmaelites on their way coming from Galaad, with their camels carrying spices and balm and myrrh to Egypt. And Judah said to his brethren, "What will it profit us to kill our brother and conceal his blood? It is better that he be sold to the Ishmaelites, and that our hands be not defiled, for he is our brother and our flesh. His brethren agree to his words. And when the Midianite merchants passed by, they drew him out of the pit, and sold unto the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they led him into Egypt. And Reuben, returning to the pit, found not the boy. And rending his garments, he went to his brethren and said, The boy doth not appear, and whither shall I go? And they took his coat and dipped it in the blood of a kid which they had killed, sending some to carry it to their father, and to say, This we have found, see whether it be thy son's coat or not. And the father, acknowledging it, said, It is my son's coat. An evil wild beast hath eaten him, a beast hath devoured Joseph. And tearing his garments, he put on sackcloth, mourning for his son a long time. And all his children being gathered together to comfort their father in his sorrow, he would not receive comfort, but said, I will go down to my son into hell mourning. And whilst he continued weeping, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, a eunuch of Pharaoh, captain of the soldiers. Chapter 38. The Sons of Judah, the Death of Hur and Onan, the Birth of Phares and Zarah. At that time Judah went down from his brethren, and turned into a certain Adullamite named Hyrus, and he saw there the daughter of a man of Canaan called Sue, and taking her to wife, he went in unto her, and she conceived and bore a son, and called his name Hur, and conceiving again, she bore a son, and called him Onan. She bore also a third, whom she called Selah, after whose birth she ceased to bear any more. And Judah took a wife for Hur his firstborn, whose name was Thamar. And Hur the firstborn of Judah was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and was slain by him. Judah therefore said to Onan his son, Go into thy brother's wife, and marry her, that thou mayest raise seed to thy brother. He, knowing that the children should not be his, when he went into his brother's wife, spilled his seed upon the ground, lest children should be born in his brother's name. And therefore the Lord slew him, because he did a detestable thing. Wherefore Judah said to Thamar his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow in thy father's house till Selah my son grow up. For he was afraid lest he also might die as his brethren did. She went her way and dwelt in her father's house. And after many days were passed, the daughter of Sua, the wife of Judah, died. And when he had taken comfort after his mourning, he went up to Thamnus, to the shearers of his sheep, he and Hyrus the Adullamite, the shepherd of his flock. And it was told Thamar that her father-in-law was come up to Thamnus to shear his sheep. And she put off the garments of her widowhood, and took a veil, and changing her dress, she sat in the crossway that leadeth to Thamnus, because Selah was grown up, and she had not been married to him. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a harlot, for she had covered her face, lest she should be known. And going to her, he said, Suffer me to lie with thee, for he knew her not to be his daughter-in-law. And she answered, What wilt thou give me to enjoy my company? He said, I will send thee a kid out of the flock. And when she said again, I will suffer what thou wilt, if thou give me a pledge, till thou send me what thou promisest. Judah said, What wilt thou have for a pledge? She answered, Thy ring and bracelet and the staff which thou holdest in thy hand. The woman therefore at one copulation conceived. And she arose and went her way, and putting off the apparel which she had taken, put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent a kid by his shepherd, the Adullamite, that he might receive the pledge again, which he had given to the woman, but he, not finding her, asked the men of that place, Where is the woman that sat in the crossway? And when they all made answer, There was no harlot in this place, he returned to Judah and said to him, I have not found her. Moreover, the men of that place said to me that there never sat a harlot there. Judah said, Let her take it to herself. Surely she cannot charge us with a lie. I sent the kid which I promised, and thou didst not find her. And behold, after 3 months, they told Judah, saying, Thamar, thy daughter-in-law, hath played the harlot, and she appeareth to have a big belly. And Judah said, Bring her out, that she may be burnt. But when she was led to execution, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, By the man to whom these things belong, I am with child. See whose ring and bracelet and staff this is. But he, acknowledging the gift, said, She is juster than I, because I did not give her to Selah my son. However, he knew her no more. And when she was ready to be brought to bed, there appeared twins in her womb, and in the very delivery of the infants, one put forth a hand,
whereon the midwife tied a scarlet thread, saying, This shall come forth the first. But he drawing back his hand, the other came forth, and the woman said, Why is the partition divided for thee? And therefore called his name Phares. Afterwards his brother came out, on whose hand was the scarlet thread, and she called him Zarah. Chapter 39. Joseph hath charge of his master's house, rejecteth his mistress's solicitations, is falsely accused by her, and cast into prison, where he hath the charge of all the prisoners. And Joseph was brought into Egypt, and Potiphar, an eunuch of Pharaoh, chief captain of the army, an Egyptian, bought him of the Ishmaelites, by whom he was brought. And the Lord was with him, and he was a prosperous man in all things, and he dwelt in his master's house, who knew very well that the Lord was with him, and made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found favor in the sight of his master, and ministered to him. And being set over all by him, he governed the house committed to him, and all things that were delivered to him. And the Lord blessed the house of the Egyptian for Joseph's sake, and multiplied all his substance both at home and in the fields. Neither knew he any other thing but the bread which he ate. And Joseph was of a beautiful countenance and comely to behold. And after many days his mistress cast her eyes on Joseph and said, Lie with me. But he in no wise consenting to that wicked act said to her, Behold, my master hath delivered all things to me, and knoweth not what he hath in his own house. Neither is there anything which is not in my power, or that he hath not delivered to me, but thee who art his wife. How then can I do this wicked thing, and sin against my God? With such words as these, day by day, both the woman was importunate with the young man, and he refused the adultery. Now it happened on a certain day that Joseph went into the house, and was doing some business without any man with him. And she, catching the skirt of his garment, said, Lie with me. But he, leaving the garment in her hand, fled and went out. And when the woman saw the garment in her hands, and herself disregarded, she called to her the men of her house, and said to them, See, he hath brought in a Hebrew to abuse us. He came in to me to lie with me. And when I cried out, and he heard my voice, he left the garment that I held, and got him out. For a proof, therefore, of her fidelity, she kept the garment, and showed it to her husband when he returned home, and said, The Hebrew servant, whom thou hast brought, came to me to abuse me. And when he heard me cry, he left the garment which I held and fled out. His master, hearing these things, and giving too much credit to his wife's words, was very angry, and cast Joseph into the prison, where the king's prisoners were kept, and he was there shut up. But the Lord was with Joseph, and having mercy upon him, gave him favor in the sight of the chief keeper of the prison, who delivered into his hand all the prisoners that were kept in custody, and whatsoever was done was under him. Neither did he himself know anything, having committed all things to him. For the Lord was with him, and made all that he did to prosper. Chapter 40. Joseph interpreteth the dreams of two of Pharaoh's servants in prison. The event declareth the interpretations to be true, but Joseph is forgotten. After this it came to pass that two eunuchs, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, offended their lord. And Pharaoh, being angry with them, now the one was chief butler, the other chief baker, he sent them to the prison of the commander of the soldiers, in which Joseph was also prisoner. But the keeper of the prison delivered them to Joseph, and he served them. Some little time passed, and they were kept in custody. And they both dreamed a dream the same night, according to the interpretation agreeing to themselves. And when Joseph was come in to them in the morning, and saw them sad, he asked them, saying, Why is your countenance sadder today than usual? They answered, We have dreamed a dream, and there is nobody to interpret it to us. And Joseph said to them, Doth not interpretations belong to God? Tell me what you have dreamed. The chief butler first told his dream. I saw before me a vine, on which there were three branches, which by little and little sent out buds, and after the blossoms brought forth ripe grapes. And the cup of Pharaoh was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into the cup which I held, and I gave the cup to Pharaoh. Joseph answered, This is the interpretation of the dream. The three branches are yet 3 days, after which Pharaoh will remember thy service, and will restore thee to thy former place, and thou shalt present him the cup according to thy office, as before thou wast wont to do. Only remember me when it shall be well with thee, and do me this kindness, to put Pharaoh in mind to take me out of this prison. For I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here without any fault was cast into the dungeon. The chief baker, seeing that he had wisely interpreted the dream, said, I also dreamed a dream, that I had three baskets of meal upon my head, and that in one basket which was uppermost I carried all meats that are made by the art of baking, and that the birds ate out of it. Joseph answered, This is the interpretation of the dream. The three baskets are yet 3 days, after which Pharaoh will take thy head from thee, and hang thee on a cross, and the birds shall tear thy flesh. The third day after this was the birthday of Pharaoh, and he made a great feast for his servants, and at the banquet remembered the chief butler and the chief baker, and he restored the one to his place to present him the cup. The other he hanged on a gibbet, that the truth of the interpreter might be shown. But the chief butler, when things prospered with him, forgot his interpreter. End of side 2.